This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is the Spoken Edition of IGN.
Presented by Raytheon Technologies. Our nearly 200,000 engineers, researchers, and people with purpose are building the future today. We're pushing the limits of known science to go deeper into space, advance aviation, and build smarter defense systems that protect all of us here at home. That's the future of aerospace and defense. Learn more at rtx.com. Call of the Sea, Review by Simon Cardi. All great puzzle games not only consist of lots of smaller problems to solve along the way, but one overarching conundrum to unpack on your journey. They take you to a mysterious place full of intrigue and the unknown, a place which by the end of your time there, you've uncovered all of the secrets it held inside. The stunning island setting of Call of the Sea does exactly this, as you're led through each of its puzzle-laden areas, gradually revealing the answers to an engrossing story full to the brim with beauty and darkness. It's clear from the get-go of this 4 to 5 hour first-person adventure where its inspirations came from. The shadow of Lovecraft hangs heavy over the island, with echoes of otherworldly creatures and pearlescent the color out of space tones littering the landscape at times. Never does it descend into pure horror, though, and stays firmly put in the more dreamlike elements of the Lovecraftian spectrum, with aspects of Guillermo del Toro's work also present. In particular, The Shape of Water appears to have a big influence throughout. Romance, fantasy, and, well, water are big themes here. It's fundamentally about the lengths we'll go to for the people we love. And like true love, Call of the Sea is reciprocal. The more you invest in its characters and story, the more gratification you'll ultimately receive when choosing between its equally affecting and poignant endings. Call of the Sea is not without a sense of adventure, though, and borrows heavily from the 19th century novels of Jules Verne and H.G. Wells as you travel to a mysterious location and unearth its history as well as the remnants of an ancient civilization. There is a genuine feeling of discovery as you follow in the tracks of your character's explorer husband, Harry. You play as Nora, a woman suffering from an unexplained illness, the cure for which is the reason Harry ventured to the South Pacific in the first place. She's expertly voiced by Cissy Jones, of Firewatch and The Walking Dead fame, who carries the story on her shoulders for almost all of its runtime with occasional support from Yuri Lowenthal, Marvel's Spider-Man, as Harry. Similar to Firewatch, Call of the Sea has a personal story to tell with a healthy dose of mystery thrown in. It's very well written on the whole and concisely tells its story through internal dialogue, letters, and painted murals without ever becoming confusing or dull. It's in these internal thoughts, however, that some of the writing doesn't hold up. It occasionally feels unnatural, with the obvious stated on more than one occasion. It didn't detract too much from me enjoying the story as a whole, but did at times leave little to interpretation or genuine discovery, and what felt like it could have been an enticing open mystery sometimes became an expedition in exposition instead. An adventure game is only as good as its puzzles, though, and in this regard, Call of the Sea excels. As much as its story and aesthetic influences are clear to see, its gameplay is firmly rooted in classics such as the Myst series. Each chapter tends to have one large puzzle to solve in order to move on to the next area, and it's surrounded by numerous smaller problems to solve in order to find the main solution. They start off fairly basic, but build in complexity as you move deeper into the heart of the island. Some conundrums share similar mechanics, whether that be translating symbols or pressing a series of disparate buttons in a correct order, but no two are identical. There's a sense of progression and difficulty that goes hand in hand with the story, meaning the puzzles hit a real sweet spot for me, and my head felt appropriately scratched. They were never so simple that I felt I wasn't being challenged, but also never obtuse to the level of me being stumped. This is much appreciated, as with a story-heavy game such as this, you never want your momentum to be slowed as you await the next plot developments. It's a hard thing to balance, but Call of the Sea achieves this throughout. It constantly brings in surprising new mechanics and ways to move around its world. Each new set of puzzles brings a new set of ideas to the table, whether on land or occasionally underwater. A favorite section of mine had me trying to bring an oversized dormant organ back to life and work out how to play the correct series of musical notes in order to proceed. There's always a satisfying payoff to these larger puzzles as well in the form of significant narrative advancements or pure visual spectacle. Each of these areas will have you traveling back and forth between locations in order to do things in the right order. This can become a little laborious over time, as Nora isn't the fastest walker, and while you can move slightly quicker by running, it isn't enough of a speed boost to ease the pain. What does make slowly strolling your way across the island and back more bearable is that there's plenty of stunning scenery to take in. Each biome houses its own delights, whether that be the tropical tones of a birdsong-filled clearing or the harsh crashes of waves set against lightning poetically cannoning off a shipwreck. No two areas feel the same, and indeed not all of them feel of our world, but they're all attention-grabbing in their own ways. The classic look of 1930s posters and postcards is infused into the art style and allows for colors to burst off the screen. This paradisiacal setting allows for the more foreboding and unusual architectural and artistic elements of the island to stand out more than they would do in a less naturally tranquil place. In essence, it mirrors the themes and story of Call of the Sea perfectly, an experience packed with beauty and wonder that hides a dark mystery bubbling beneath its surface. Verdict. Developer Out of the Blue's debut game is a gorgeous homage to the films and games that inspired it. Through engaging Myst-style puzzles and a captivating story, Call of the Sea triumphs in bringing its island alive, along with the characters that have explored it. It delivers a short-lived but engrossing experience through stunning art direction and an excellent voice cast, with the biggest of its minor annoyances being a slow movement speed. If a fun but emotionally affecting adventure is what you're searching for, then Call of the Sea most definitely answers that call. Score, 9.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.